With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, our good friend has a new home. His name is Sam Amico. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and his new home is Sports Illustrated.
Wow.
Wow, that is
our
big
own
time.
Sam Amico?
We are very excited for you, Sam Amico of Sports Illustrated, we say, for the first time. How are you?
Gentlemen, I'm doing well. I actually have a new home. I actually moved as well this summer, so I have two new homes.
Wow.
But the one constant is Baskin and Phelps and Baskin and Less, and sometimes Phelps and Less, but you guys... I'm always here, and I'm always happy to be here. So
Sam, you know what's next? Another kid.
What is next?
Time to have another kid.
that's been taken care of.
Okay. Well, I figured I'd give it a shot. If you're going to change everything,
gets sued.
All right, Sam. First, tell us about the change. Tell us about the change over to Sports Illustrated. What's the deal?
You're going to be on the cover.
People have already asked me if I'm going to be on the cover. Or, you know, in the swimsuit edition, to which I can both gladly say no to. It's a very interesting thing. Just it happened a couple weeks ago. You know, I was kind of cruising along with AmicoHoops.net and, entering my fifth year of doing that. And Sports Illustrated came to me and said, we are repurposing and redoing everything, and we're starting a team website for every team, and not just the NBA, but the NFL. All the NFL ones are up already. Major League Baseball, all the major college sports teams, I think like over 200, and they're putting a writer in every city. And they asked me if I wanted to do, you know, the NBA, but with an emphasis on the Cavaliers. And I said, yeah, can I do the Cavs website, you know, for you? And all the way in and go all the way in with it? And they said, yeah, absolutely. So I am an NBA writer, but I am also now the Cavaliers beat reporter for Sports Illustrated and their large contingent of beat reporters that are – the process is still going on. You know, they're still adding NBA sites, and what our site looks like today, it won't look like next week. They're redesigning everything, so – but I had an interview today with Tristan Thompson on there, and I wanted to get that out to the public so people could read what Tristan has to say. And very excited to get started. It's been a process to, just anytime you transfer to a new gig, it's a process. I don't know that I've showered since Tuesday or shaved, so there you can tell how much work I've been doing.
Well, great for you. That's terrific. And the season opens up on Wednesday, and it's going to be interesting one way or the other.
All right, Sammy, let's hop into the Cavaliers, okay? So
yeah.
What are your thoughts on this team this year? And there's not a lot of hype on this team right now, not a lot of excitement.
There are things to watch, you know, what you're hoping for right now. I mean, there's so much new again. You have a coach who's never coached in the NBA before, you know, after three decades in the college game. And it's a very interesting transition. You know, you throw his age in, he's 66. You have the roster is a mix of two very young guards that are smaller in Sexton and Garland, but can be very exciting players. And then, you know, you have a guy like Tristan Thompson and a guy like Kevin Love who are older and have won a championship with the organization. So there is absolutely a lot to take in and a lot of newness for the team overall. So there are a lot of different dynamics at play here, and I can tell you I have no idea how it's going to come together. I think it's going to be slow. You know, I think they're going to struggle and probably struggle mightily at first. And then on top of that, guys, guess what else? The inevitable trade rumors. You know, with so many, with five expiring contracts hanging over their head for most of the season. So I can't tell you, you know, that things are going to be real promising. I can tell you they should be fairly interesting.
Do you think Beilein's had any buyer's regret at this point?
That's a very fair question. I, you know, it sounds like we're, you know, just trying to start a rumor or something. I don't think he is, but I wonder. You know, you have to wonder. When you're in college, you are, the coach is everything, right? He is the program.
Yep. Yep.
When you're in the NBA, the players are the program. And that's an adjustment. Now, guys have made this jump and made it successfully, and John Beilein is probably one of the most humble people I ever met, so he never wanted it to be about him. You know, he's like Brad Stevens in that sense. It's about the team, and I think that has helped his adjustment. But there are a lot of major adjustments outside of the basketball, just the basketball. I mean, now you're coaching 31-year-old men, and you know, Kevin Love and older guys, and Tristan Thompson is 28. You're not coaching 18 to 21-year-olds anymore. But you are also coaching those guys. So I don't know, you know, I'm not going to say that another person has regrets or any of that, but I think that it's, you know, it's a huge adjustment going from a program such as the University of Michigan, which is a major program in which you are in total control, to a professional sports team like the Cavaliers that are building and have a long way to go. And probably aren't going to have the buzz that Michigan had, and you're not going to have the same type of power as a coach that you did at Michigan. So, you know, just that alone, yes, it's a huge adjustment, and it's going to take some getting used to. I think Michigan lost, what, 6-7 games last year? Cavs are probably going to lose that by the end of November, if not more. So it's a major change.
All right, Sam, let me get into the big topic of the week with China. And, I mean, what is this going to be? Is this just going to be China mad at the Rockets, or is this going to be much bigger? And, I'm all the things that have happened this week, I never really thought any of this stuff would ever happen. But here we are, we're sitting, and they're a major player. China is in this league, and how much money is brought into the league. And, you know, what? Now we're talking about human rights, we're talking about freedom of speech. We're talking about a lot of things going on here. Now you've got, you know, Adam Silver saying that they wanted China wanted him to fire Morey, and then China bites back today and says, that's just not true. Help me. What does this mean, and what are the long-term ramifications of this?
I don't know, other than you said it right, Andy, is that China is a huge, huge supporter, way bigger than the United States of the NBA. But, you know, there are diehard NBA fans in the United States, in Cleveland, and everywhere. But nothing. You know, David Stern said it, and I talked to him a few years ago about China and you know, the mission of bringing China in, and he put it best. He said, there are 350 million people in America. There are 350 million people in China who play basketball and love and watch basketball. So, I mean, it is just a huge audience, a huge source of income, and right now a huge controversy. And, you know, the NBA has tiptoed around this. I give Adam Silver credit because he has not tiptoed around it. And, you know, but I don't like how some of the players and coaches aren't just coming out saying, you know what, we stand for human rights. We stand for democracy. Because any other answer is flawed and hypocritical. And, that said, if they say that, they stand to lose millions. They stand to have teams contract. I'm not kidding you. I mean, the financial support that China businesses offer and the China audience offers keeps the NBA cash flow flowing because they cannot rely on the U.S. because it's, the audience just isn't there. So they're walking a fine line, but I think that you have to do the right thing and say the right thing especially for a league that prides itself on being so political. Now I think we're seeing a bunch of hypocrites come to the surface because they're not being political because they know it's going to impact their bottom line greatly if they do. But I just don't like it. I don't like to hear about it and what the people are answering. And I think a lot of American fans have been very put off by the responses they're getting from LeBron James and Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich, who aren't answering the question.
Right.
And you know what? Frankly, by the media, the big-time media that's covering a lot of these players and teams are you know, not asking the tough questions because they don't, you know, they don't want to. A lot of them know that their audience is China too. So, you know, for me, I think that the NBA, and I said this all along, makes a big mistake by not focusing on the basketball and by focusing on this political stuff, and it came back to bite them.
Very true. Sam, we got to roll here. I'm sorry, man. Hey, Sam, thank you very much. Best of luck with the new gig. We appreciate you all the time.
Good luck, Sam.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Sammy.
We will talk very soon.
All right, we'll talk, especially with the Cavs getting set to start their season next week at Orlando. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.